Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives passed billions in aid for Ukraine and Israel after months of struggle. Next is the Senate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Because he worked with Democrats, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat of being removed as House Speaker.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Earlier in the week, CIA Director William Burns warned of what could happen to Ukraine without aid from the United States.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024, or at least put Putin in a position where he could essentially dictate the terms of a political settlement.
Burns added that the Ukrainians are not running out of courage and tenacity. They're running out of ammunition, and we're running out of time to help them. Gaza hospital officials say an Israeli airstrike on a home in the territory's southernmost city of Rafah has killed at least 9 people, 6 of them children. Israel's nearly 7-month-old offensive against Hamas militants in the Palestinian territory has led to a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East, notably between Israel and Iran. Now attention is returning to Rafah, which hosts more than half of Gaza's population of about 2.3 million people. Most